off your first order, use the coupon code 1360. That's door2doororganics.com. Eat better, shop less.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, good morning, Dr. Pat, here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning is Colonel Dan Marvin, Lieutenant Colonel Dan Marvin, retired from the Special Forces. And basically, I think most people do not understand that the people who are in our military, most of them are patriotic, they're dedicated, they're highly trained, they are trained to kill. That's the purpose of the military, is to kill people and destroy things. And, of course, the idea is to win a war, no matter what the expense. They are there to win a war, and we have a very, very efficient military, frighteningly efficient, because many times it's called to do things that, and be involved in wars we never should have been involved in. The Korean War was a contrived war. Certainly, Secretary of State Dean Acheson, the Joint Chiefs of Staff, announced back in 1949 that if North Korea attacked South Korea, we would not intervene. South Korea was outside of our defense perimeter. Why would our leaders have done that? Well, very, very simply, following the Second World War, the United States State Department, under the control of the Council on Foreign Relations, had turned Eastern Europe and China over to the communists. And there were a lot of people who were saying, oh, my goodness, you know, there's got to be communists working in our government. I mean, why would we have turned Eastern Europe and China over to the communists? And so to allay that, we had to get into a war with communism. Of course, it was a no-win war. We weren't allowed to bomb the major supply depots within North Korea, much less bomb the bridges across the Yalu or the trail lines, the rail lines in Manchuria that were bringing in the supplies. Oh, we couldn't do that. We couldn't try to win the war. We just sent our boys to fight and bleed and suffer and die. And Korea was, I see, a reenactment of that. What's going on in Afghanistan is perhaps a little more sophisticated, but we're financing the Pakistani government that's financing the Pakistani intelligence, that's financing certainly the Taliban and Al-Qaeda that are killing our boys over in Afghanistan. And they did the same thing, of course, in Iraq. But we can't let the American people know. Well, certainly Colonel Marvin was dedicated to what he was doing. He was very good at it. And then, of course, he became a Christian, and he suddenly realized the horror of what he'd been involved in. And he's written a wonderful book called The Expendable Elite. That's The Expendable Elite, and if you haven't read it, you need to get it. We carry it. But you have to understand, to the elite, our men are expendable. Or as Henry Kissinger said, stupid, dumb animals to be used for foreign policy purposes. And Henry Kissinger is directing all of our administrations, including the current one. And if you doubt that, go to your search engine and just type in General James Jones. Now, he's the head of national security. General James Jones, Henry Kissinger, Munich Conference, CFR, and you'll find that General James Jones admitted that he gets his orders every day from Henry Kissinger. And, of course, General James Jones meets with the president every day as the national security advisor. Henry Kissinger, the Republican, is advising, of course, the current Democratic administration, because he, of course, controls both administrations. And, of course, it's all a facade. Well, Colonel Marvin, thank you so very much for being with us.
Well, I just feel so good every time I'm on your program, Dr. Stan. It's nice to know there are a few, and not too many, like yourself, who are willing to go on the radio and get the truth out to the American people, truth that would hurt if they would just take it in and then do something about it to make it help instead of hurt. So I thank you for inviting me on today.
Well, it's always a pleasure to have you, and I think it's so vitally important for the all for our people to understand, you know, that what motivates our fighting men is patriotism, and they don't realize they're simply pawns in a game.
Henry Kissinger, by the way, in my judgment, is the most evil man in the world. I mean, Hitler didn't have anything on Henry Kissinger, as far as I'm concerned. He and General Westmoreland got together and agreed that we'd give the enemy sanctuaries, as you've read in my book, all along the border inside of Cambodia, where they could shoot at us, but our people could not shoot at them.
Well, don't you think General Westmoreland was just being a good soldier, doing what he was told, even though he knew it was wrong?
No, I do not agree with that. Let me read you something, if I may, Dr. Stan.
Sure you are.
Strangely enough, General Westmoreland writes at the beginning of Chapter 15, Reflections on Command, of having a quotation of Napoleon Bonaparte under a panel on his desk, which stated, "A commander-in-chief cannot take as an excuse for his mistakes in warfare an order by his sovereign or his minister when the person given the order is absent from the field of operations and is imperfectly aware or wholly aware of the latest state of affairs. It follows that any commander-in-chief who undertakes to carry out a plan which he considers defective is at fault. He must put forward his reasons, insist on the plan being changed, and finally tender his resignation rather than be the instrument of his army's downfall." Now, General Westmoreland, from what I have heard, played tennis every day in Saigon. He had his wife over there for a year during the war. He knowingly sent his men into battle all along the Cambodian border, knowing that he's also given the enemy sanctuary on the other side. He allowed the Mekong River, a huge waterway, to be used by the enemy to carry war supplies up to them, and then they take, like, one specific Lithuanian vessel, a friend of mine, the captain who commanded the A-team that was supposed to control the Mekong River, sent two Green Berets and some Vietnamese Wahaos up the river inside Cambodia and watched the Cambodians unload 10,000 tons of weapons and ammunition.
Well,
that's the kind of man
we were financing the Russians, who financed the North Vietnamese, who financed the Viet Cong, and it's very obvious. We never tried to win that war. We wouldn't even allow our men to bomb the harbor at Haiphong or bomb the rail yard there or the rail line feeding from Haiphong. It was Southern no-win war.
11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon, we were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I own tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as Gold Gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years. The issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Well, good morning, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, and I guess this morning, Colonel Dan Marvin, and of course, Vietnam was a no-win war, as I said. I mean, if you suddenly get the material put out by Professor Sutton, and believe me, he was blacklisted with every major university in the United States after he testified before the Republican nominating committee of back in 1972, and pointed out the United States was funding the Soviet Union. The Soviet Union was funding the North Vietnamese. The North Vietnamese were funding the Viet Cong. They were killing our boys. But we couldn't let the American people know it was a make-believe war. We were sending our boys in to fight and bleed and suffer and die, but not to win. Our planes couldn't bomb the dikes in North Vietnam and flood the country. Our planes couldn't hit their electric generating plants and cut off electricity in North Vietnam. It was all make-believe, but it wasn't make-believe to the boys who were dying there, who really thought we were fighting to win. And they were doing the best they could without realizing they were being betrayed by Henry Kissinger and the people in Washington, D.C. So, Colonel, you were there, you witnessed it, you know very well that we weren't allowed to stop the military supplies. I mean, what sort of madness is that? Didn't some of the military people realize that it was just a make-believe war? We weren't allowed to win it?
Well, you know, there's been three or four senior general officers who have tried to get Congress to, like, call myself and some of the people that I know are brave enough to go before Congress, but Congress won't do it. We need a brave soul in Congress, I think, in order to get this story before the American people. You know, speaking of General Westmoreland and how he betrayed our cause, and by the way, I tried to get action on a general court-martial of General Westmoreland for aiding the enemy, and I had all the proof I needed, including what he wrote in his own book, A Soldier Reports. And I couldn't get one senior officer to back me on that until I finally reached up to the Judge Advocate General of the United States Army, and we started working on putting that together, and General Westmoreland died. But he didn't deserve to die a hero. You know, another fact of life in South Vietnam, at the time I served as a Green Beret in An Phu and Chau Dung, was the absence of routine resupply of Special Forces units by General Westmoreland's Saigon Depot. This was a great cause of concern to me when I took over logistical support of the Special Forces camp under B-42 in Chau Duc in late 1966 after I left my A-team. That lack of logistical support by the Saigon Depot forced me to borrow, or steal if you want to say it that way, a landing craft utility, LCU, from the U.S. Navy, piloted down the Bay Sac River with a number of Vietnamese with me, and on over into the Mekong, and we actually invaded the Saigon Depot and borrowed two of their trucks and drove past the fearful guards, and we picked up what we desperately needed. And I'm not talking about goodies. I'm talking about sandbags and generators and things like that that we needed in those border camps. So after I got back from Vietnam, the very next year, I was attending the career course at Fort Lee, Virginia, and Colonel Pikelik, full colonel, who had been the commander of the Saigon Depot when I was over there, when I was forced to steal supplies from that same depot, he was a guest lecturer at our final days in the career course. I was class president and got to field the first question. I was impressed by the fact that he answered unequivocally, telling our class that the reason his depot was not supplying the special forces needs in the 4th Tactical Zone, which is the entire Delta area, was that General Westmoreland had ordered him to cut off supplies to Green Berets until such a time as General Quang Van Dang would allow General Westmoreland to put American conventional troops into the 4th Corps, which would have been ridiculous for General Dang to allow that. The 4th Corps, with no American troops other than Green Berets, was the most secure area in all of Vietnam, even with President Johnson giving the VC, the enemy, the free use of the border area inside of Cambodia and across the border from all of our camps, and that would not allow our men, except in my area, to fire back at the enemy.
Well, you know, that is so reminiscent of what happened in Afghanistan when we moved into there, certainly right shortly after September 11th. They had about six special forces teams. I mean, six special forces teams, 10 men to a team. And then, of course, they had about 100 people from the CIA. And they had air support. And they were able, literally, to conquer Afghanistan with the help of the warlords there. They manipulated and bribed. But, I mean, they didn't need all the army units. But, of course, the army was intent upon sending their troops in. And now we have almost 200,000 men in Afghanistan, 100,000 contractors, 90,000 troops. You know, but Sydney, why didn't they just let the special forces continue there without bringing in massive numbers of regular army soldiers? Why is the army so anxious to go in when the special forces can do such a good job without them?
Well, I think more or less, as you realize, Dr. Stan, it's to keep the industrial complex going, building and supplying huge pieces of machinery and weaponry for the regular Army, Marines, and Air Force, when the simple fact is that the Green Berets and the Navy SEAL teams worked with the people to secure their own land. And like in my area in Vietnam, my 60 miles of border with Cambodia was the most secure area in all of Vietnam when I left there.
But then you were actually forced to leave after you had refused to go ahead and carry out a black operation for the CIA, isn't that right?
Well, I wasn't forced to leave. They sent a regiment to kill me and my men, and General Quang Van Dang went against his own premier, Key, and flew over that regiment and sent them packing, and he flew into our camp and gave us all amnesty. And I was allowed to stay there until I had finished getting that camp ready for the Military Assistance Command Vietnam to take over. I thank God that I was on an independent operation, and really, as long as I was in that area, nobody could tell me what to do.
Right. Well, I'm sure you did a great job, but of course the thing is that in the military, people think that, you know, you're supposed to do a good job. When I was in the military, I realized that excellence and outstanding service wasn't necessarily what they wanted. They wanted compliance. You go along with the system, and you never rock the boat.
That's right. In fact, at the trial, when they tried to bankrupt my publisher and myself, tried to get that book, Expendable Elite, off the bookshelves, they used all kinds of questioning during the trial. For example, that when my team was ordered to leave my area and abandon the Buddhist Wah House that we were there to support and protect, I refused to let them leave the area. And the head counsel for the other side said, why did you disobey an order? And I said, I do not obey illegal orders. It's as simple as that. You saw the movie Apocalypse Now, didn't you?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Apocalypse Now, believe it or not, was based on a real story. There was a Green Beret team like mine that went into the Comal Peninsula, the farthest south area of Vietnam, which was controlled by the enemy, the Viet Cong. And this team went in there and worked with a Catholic priest named Father Wah. He organized, and the area is predominantly Catholic like mine was Buddhist, and he organized, he and his team of 12 Green Berets, organized an effective fighting force to the extent that they completely eliminated the enemy presence in the Comal Peninsula. And that's when the CIA and Premier Key ordered them out of Vietnam, out of the Comal Peninsula area, because they were concerned, supposedly, with our Green Berets leading the Catholics against the central government. Like,
and that was really a cover, wasn't it? More or less just because they were doing such a good job, they wanted to get them out of there?
That's it. That's it. And they were controlling the area, so it was affecting the drug running by our government and all those kind of things. Well, his team left him per the orders from higher headquarters, and as opposed to my team, all stuck with me because I ordered them to stay with me. They sent two Green Berets in and killed that team commander for disobeying an illegal order.
Well, it's a tragic situation, but this is the way wars are fought. It would be one thing if you were trying to win the war, but when you're fighting a war to lose it, and then you ask your men to die for their country. They're not dying for their country. They're dying because we got a secret organization that controls our nation that has no loyalty to this country but to this
dream. That's right. I lost my four best friends in Vietnam, and we lost 58,000 American soldiers in Vietnam and about 2 million South Vietnamese. And I'd say that 85% of them were killed because General Westmoreland did allow the enemy sanctuaries, because General Westmoreland did allow the Mekong River to be used as a main supply route for the enemy. And this was all proven in that court session in the federal court in Charleston, South Carolina in 2006. We proved every page in my book as being true.
And, of course, they contrived a lawsuit against you. The last thing they want is books out there that tell the truth. And
that's right.
They'll then come up with a number of ways to suppress a book. If they own the publisher, which is what they usually do, they simply withdraw the book, they'll shred the book, they'll simply keep it on their shelves, and it'll never see the light of day. Or many instances, they simply buy the rights to the book and then don't bother to publish it.
That's right.
All about suppression of information. But when this book was actually put out by
Blind
Day, and so basically they had offered Colonel Marvin the opportunity to withdraw the book. They withdraw their lawsuit. Otherwise, they were going to bankrupt him, and they set out to do that. And why don't you tell a little bit about the trial?
Well, the trial, it was so interesting because they used my own men that were with me in that camp as plaintiffs, plus Colonel Tuttle, who was a C-team commander. The men were intimidated to go into that court against me and my publisher It was interesting, Dr. Stan. I wish you could have been there because they were the best, bravest soldiers that I ever knew. And I proved it. They proved it, in their operations inside of Vietnam. And the people loved them, and they loved the people that were supporting. When they came to court, to the trial, they looked like a bunch of bums. And they did not want to even be called by their rank, sergeant, or in the case of Major Strait, major. And it was almost as if they were letting the jury know in their own way that they'd been forced to do what they were doing.
And they threatened actually to take away their pensions if they didn't testify against you and testify falsely. That was the thing.
Right. That's right. And they
perjured themselves. They disgraced themselves. And that had a tremendous impact on all of them, didn't it?
That's right. And it's a shame that we can't have a military that the leadership insists that they act honorably.
We'll be back again here in just a moment, here at the American Freedom Temple.
Zabel Construction is a family-owned and operated business. They're able to handle the big jobs and the small ones, from additions and remodels to decks and drywall. Over 45 years of combined experience, they're reliable and trustworthy. For a free estimate, email them at zabelconstruction@hotmail.com. That's Z-A-B-E-L construction@hotmail.com, or call Mark at 303-579-5325. Licensed and insured, Zabel Construction.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cederstrup. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country. Most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cederstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making your way.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Network, our guest this morning, Colonel Dan Marvin, and certainly if you haven't read his book, The Expendable Elite, you need to. We have this book. It's a great book, very important to understand the subterfuges that went on in Vietnam and the betrayal of our fighting men. Colonel, do you have a website or anything you'd like to get out?
Yes, my website is expendableelite.com. I might tell the people, too, the listeners, that the reason for the title, Expendable Elite, me and my publisher thought about that a lot, is that we feared absolutely nobody as Green Berets. We assumed that as well-trained and equipped as we were, that mentally especially, that the enemy would be afraid of us. We feared only our own government should we be declared expendable. That's where the title Expendable Elite came from. And that's what happened, as people will find out reading my book, is that we became expendable when I refused the mission to kill the head of another country, the country of Cambodia, Norodom Sihanouk, the crown prince. Excuse me. And it's just a fact of life that that's what happened.
And, of course, you know, there's a tremendous camaraderie among our military, and they would never leave anybody behind, but our leaders would. They abandoned our men in the First World War, in the Second World War, and they abandoned them in Korea, and they abandoned them in Vietnam. But it is the leaders that do the abandoning, certainly not among the military.
That's right. Tremendous. You know, something else that's very interesting, Dr. Stan, I don't know whether I've talked to you about this or not, but General Tommy Franks, who everybody assumed was a good American general leading our troops against the enemy in Iraq, 4 years ago, on 24 July 2003, when our troops were actively fighting the enemy inside Iraq, I spoke on the telephone with General Tommy Franks at his Florida headquarters. I wanted to let him know we were having a Support the Troops rally here in Cazenovia, New York. This pleased the general, who then, because he had to go to a meeting, turned me over to his aide, Lieutenant Colonel Chris Godecki. And by the way, this will be in detail in the new book that Jeff Wooster is writing, The Devious Elite. And I go on to say here, I expressed our admiration to the colonel here in this upstate New York village for the general, and also told of my personal concern that he did not appear to have sufficient troops in his command in Iraq to secure the population centers after they had taken the area and cleared the enemy out. I was led to believe, when told unequivocally, that General Franks had only received half of the number of forces he had asked for to properly conduct the war, that he had yielded to the desires and dictates of the Secretary of Defense.
That would be Donald Rumsfeld, of course.
Right. Had he knowingly ordered our forces into harm's way with insufficient men and women to practically get the job done? And the same colonel told me that one of the problems that General Franks had was not one single member of Secretary of Defense Rumsfeld's staff that developed those invasion plans for Iraq was ever in actual combat. So my question to those who love this great nation of ours and support the troops, why has the world press refused to publish the truth? You know, I wonder why in his book, American Soldier, written after he retired and after he received the plush assignment to build the Army Museum, which we never had one before, General Frank tells a different story about the number of troops he asked for. He actually lies to the people in his own book, saying that he got all that he wanted, all that he wanted to go into Iraq.
Well, unfortunately, you know, because the media is controlled, you try to write a book and put it out to one of the regular mainline publishers, they're not going to publish it. You know, you've got to go the official party line. Otherwise, it will actually alter the information. In fact, if you are supposed to actually get permission from the military, you know, for everything you do with your CIA or FBI, you have to clear it through them. And, of course, they're going to alter the truth. And
I'm glad you brought that out, Doctor.
That's the beauty of your book, because you didn't put it out through the military, and you didn't go through regular channels.
Well, I tried, though, to get publishers. I thought there'd be some publishers out there anxious to tell the truth. I went to 102 publishers over a period of 13 years, and it wasn't until Chris Milligan of Trine Day called me and told me that he would like to publish my book that I finally got it published. E.J. McCarthy, who's a senior editor of Presidio Books, I went to Presidio Books three times, wanting, that was my major goal, was to have Presidio publish it, because they're the world's largest publisher of nonfiction military history. And finally, E.J. McCarthy called me, and he said, look, I've taken this before the committee three times, and they will not publish your book unless you take the CIA out of it. And I told him, E.J., if I took the CIA out of it, it wouldn't be worth publishing. So I said, why don't you write me a letter and tell me that? I knew he couldn't say it right out like that. But he did write me a letter, which I presented at the trial down in Spartanburg, South Carolina. Charleston, South Carolina. The letter that he wrote said, in these similar words to this, that they could not publish my book because of the spooky nature of the content. Well, Dr. Stan, you know what we call spooks, CIA agents.
Right. And, Chris, this is the thing, ladies and gentlemen. You have to understand that they censor what we are allowed to actually to read. In fact, if you read the book written by, Lieutenant General William Odom, I believe it is, he was head of the NSA, and he couldn't tell us what was going on because he signed all sorts of secrecy agreements, but he could ask questions like, should the CIA have journalists planted throughout the media? Should the CIA be assassinating people? Should the Defense Department be keeping dossiers on American citizens? Ladies and gentlemen, those things are happening. And Lieutenant General William Odom, you know, could not tell us what was happening because, of course, he was under secrecy rules.
Right.
But he could ask the questions, and that's why his little book, Fixing Intelligence, is so important.
That's exactly why President Kennedy was killed, because he was trying to stop those kind of actions in our government. One of the things in the book by Jim Douglas, and I hope that you'll have him on your program if you haven't already.
Has he finished the book yet, Colonel?
Oh, yes. In fact, I bought a couple of them so I could put one in my library, JFK and the Unspeakable. It is the finest book I've ever read about the Kennedy assassination. It even tells in there how John F. Kennedy, not too long into his term, learned that the CIA had infiltrated, and you said infiltrated a little while back, so it reminded me of this, infiltrated every office in our government. And it was them.
Can you give me a call off the air and let me know how to get a copy of the book? We'll not only carry it, we'll get the author our program. Thank you so much. We'll be back in just a moment with Lieutenant Colonel Daniel Marvin.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Zabel Construction is a family-owned and operated business. They're able to handle the big jobs and the small ones, from additions and remodels to decks and drywall. Over 45 years of combined experience, they're reliable and trustworthy. For a free estimate, email them at zabelconstruction@hotmail.com. That's Z-A-B-E-L construction@hotmail.com, or call Mark at 303-579-5325. Licensed and insured, Zabel Construction.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs. But we at the Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, the Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you, and it's just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Well, Dr. Stan back here for the last segment with Colonel Marvin. And ladies and gentlemen, you must understand, we do have these dark forces working within our society. This has nothing to do with our government. It is the invisible government, and behind that are powerful, powerful spiritual forces. Anyway, Colonel, was there anything else you wanted to say about this gentleman who's written a book about...
I will send you an email sometime between now and midnight tonight, giving his name and how to contact him, and the title of the book is JFK and the Unspeakable. It's a tremendous book. He even goes to the trouble in there of telling about my being trained as an assassin and being asked to kill one of the primary witnesses to the JFK assassination, the autopsy.
Who published that book, do you know?
Excuse me?
Who published the book? Because that would be a hard book to get published.
Well, yeah, hold on.
Oh, it doesn't
let
matter.
Let me send that information to you.
It wasn't Tryon Day that did it anyway.
No, it wasn't.
Elegant.
But everything Tryon Day publishes is the truth. And so is this, but it's published by somebody else.
Right, okay.
It's a hardcover. It's a beautiful book.
Well, we need to get people reading again. They need to find out about the betrayal, and then they need to join us in this truly spiritual battle for the survival of Western civilization and the souls of men. Well, Colonel, did you ever get in touch with any of the men who testified against you? Have you ever been able to contact any of them, or any of them ever contacted you after the trial?
Only one. All the rest of them, like when I tried to reach Major Strait, his wife answered the phone again, and then later on his daughter, after he had died, and said that he just wasn't allowed to communicate with me, that they'd lose their retirement pay. Ray Johnson, who is a very close friend of mine, a sergeant on my team, he and his wife and me and my wife were going to meet up in Massachusetts just to celebrate a very long friendship. And then all of a sudden I get this deputy sheriff coming to my door with this order to go to trial. And here's Sergeant Johnson has signed it. So I called Johnny up. And now this was back in 2005. And I asked him what was happening. I said, we were all going to meet up to Massachusetts and celebrate our friendship, and all of a sudden I get an order to go to trial, and his signature's on it. And he said, Dan, he said, I can't tell you anything but that they called me, they being Special Forces Association, they called me and told me to come down and sign that paper, and I went down and signed it, and that's all I can say. They're just, most of them are dead now, by the way. Colonel Tuttle, Sergeant Johnson, Major Strait. Not Sergeant Johnson, Sergeant Taylor, Major Strait, and I think Sir Royce too, but I'm not sure of that. But it was an evil thing they did because they were forced to do it.
Well, sometimes you just have to say, I'm not going to do it, I'm not going to go along with it. Of course, the trouble is they kill people. And they really do kill people, and ladies and gentlemen, a number of the people I've been in contact with have been killed because they had the courage to do what was right.
Right. Amen. And I was the kind of guy that was trained to make sure they were silent.
Right.
Until the day I got saved. And then I assumed after that I had the faith that Jesus Christ would protect me from anybody.
Well, he's kept going, and I'm glad he has, because, of course, the trouble is that these other people don't have any divine protection, and, of course...
That's right. That's absolutely right. I remember when the FBI agent came to my office in Ithaca just before we moved here to Casanova, and I had turned over an investigation. I called it the $1 billion scam, and it involved banks owned by the Bush family, the CIA, and a number of other parts of our government, and setting it up so one bank would lend to another for no reason whatsoever except to charge interest, which would then go to the CIA for their illegal programs. So I called my friend in the FBI in Ithaca, and I gave him all the information. I didn't give it to him over the phone. He came to my office, and I gave him all this and told him to be very careful with it, of course. And he came back 2 weeks later, and he said, I'd like you to say that you never even knew me, that you never gave me any of this information. It turns out, from what he said, that the FBI was involved in this whole $1 billion scam also. The sad part about it, Dr. Stan, I had, in honesty and in hoping for FBI integrity and honor, had given them the names and addresses and phone numbers of these people who could testify before Congress that were knowledgeable about this $1 billion scam, even the man, a man involved in it that was an assassin. Every one of those people, within a month after that FBI man left my office, every one of them was either dead or bankrupt and like walking around like a bum. He asked me before he left, he said, "Aren't you afraid that they'll put a bomb under your car?" Speaking of the CIA. And I told him, "No, I don't worry about that at all. I mean, Jesus protects me all the way."
Well, I'm sure he has, and I'm sure he's. I know we have thousands of people across the country praying for us and for my wife. And
amen.
I'm sure this is why we're still doing what we're doing.
Amen.
We've got about 1 minute to wrap up the program.
Well, what I'd say is I hope that you listeners will continue to listen to Dr. Stan's program, that you'll write and get my book, and then help us to wake up Congress. Help us to demand, before I'm too old, to go before Congress to tell the truth about Vietnam and to tell the truth about the Kennedy assassination, which was done by our government.
I'm afraid it was late, Colonel, and the American people better wake up, because men
Amen.
Become accomplices to the evils they fail to oppose. And we have an obligation to be involved in this battle.
That's
Colonel,
right.
Thank you so very much. Our guest has been Colonel Dan Marvin. His book, The Expendable Elite, and if you haven't read it, you need to get it, and it's available by calling 1-800-544-8927. Colonel, God bless. We'll talk to you.
God bless you, too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Jambalaya's reminds listeners that each year many seniors are overlooked. Show how much you care this winter by offering a ride to a religious service, a trip shopping, or check and see if their heating system is up to par. Help protect our seniors and remember a senior today. That's Jambalaya's. Enjoy the specials listed on our complete menu. Open hours that are convenient, so stop by soon for a family treat. That's Jambalaya's, 109 Colorado Avenue in Marino. And mention this message for 10% off. Call ahead for large orders, 970-522-1117. Donna and staff love our elderly.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, I hope you enjoy our conversations with Colonel Dan Marvin and, of course, his book again, The Expendable Elite. And, of course, it's available by calling 1-800-544-8927. He's a very, very courageous man. They did everything they could to silence him. They brought this phony lawsuit against him. It was actually funded through the Special Forces Association and, of course, the CIA, a very expensive law team they brought in. This is what they do, ladies and gentlemen. They bankrupt people who dare to speak out, or perhaps they simply have a bomb go off under their car, or they meet a strange accident. These things really happen in the United States. Senator Jim Keith, who wrote the book OK Bomb, in which he actually talked about how Timothy McVeigh had told his sister that he was actually the man who blew up the Murrah building, acknowledged he blew it up, but of course he told his sister he was working for a special forces team involved in illegal activity. He told the same thing to Timothy McVeigh, who told it to his lawyer, Jesse Tretadeau, who talked to me. He told it to his cellmate there in Colorado when they were in prison together. And this cellmate, David Hammer, wrote a book, Secrets Worth Dying For. You can get it on Amazon. Totally blacked out by the media. How could we let the American people know that an element within our government blew up the Murrah building and killed all those people? And if you doubt really what happened on September 11th, what really happened, not what you're told what happened, but what really happened, why, I want you to go to my website, RadioLiberty.com, to the section on videos on the web, go down to the bottom of the page, and there you can see pictures of Building 7 come down. Building 7 came down 5:20 in the evening. When you do a controlled demolition, you collapse the center of the building first, so the center of the roof collapses, and then the base of the building goes. Watch Building 7 come down. Watch Building 7 come down there on my website, and then understand if it's a controlled demolition. They killed all those people on September 11th. This is not imaginary. This is real. This we're up against organized evil on a scale so difficult for the average American to understand. And now they're going to take us into a war with Iran, and they're going to collapse our economy. And they're going to impoverish our people. And they're going to do to this country what they did to Zimbabwe, unless you are involved in this battle with us. Help us to get the information out. If you can help to support Radio Liberty, we'd appreciate it. Certainly we have 60 outlets every week. We need to keep them going. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. If you're in a position to help us financially, would appreciate your support. If not, then please pray for Radio Liberty. Pray for our provision and for our protection, because we're on the front lines of this battle, that we do have a voice, and it is heard and ever increasingly across America. People are beginning to understand we're involved in a spiritual battle. You need to get our book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need, of course, to hear our talk on the forbidden secret, or just the secret. And then on the financial Armageddon, they intentionally precipitated this whole financial crisis that is in the process of destroying the lives of so many people here. They know what they're going to do, but, of course, it's going to come back even far, far worse. Now, we have another leg down, of course, on this financial collapse as more and more of our businesses go down and more people lose their jobs and their homes. And they're doing this intentionally, and the Federal Reserve is transferring the wealth of the American people to this small cabal that controls the banking system. And again, our number 1-800-544-8897. Please pray for Radio Liberty.
The Brush Housing Authority in Brush reminds listeners to spend more time with an elderly member of our community. What better way to show you care than to remember a family member, friend, or neighbor? Checking on their welfare, making a phone call, or a simple visit can make all the difference in the quality of their life. This message was courtesy of the folks who care at Brush Housing Authority, who say our area is a great place to live, work, and raise our families, and they're doing their part to keep it that way. That's the Brush Housing Authority. For more information on programs, call 970-482-5046. 970-482-5046.
Your family deserves wholesome organic food, and you shouldn't have to drive across town or spend all of your hard-earned cash to get it. Door to Door Organics brings you fresh organic fruits, vegetables, and groceries delivered straight to your door at a price you can afford. It's simple, convenient, affordable, and healthy. For delivery throughout Colorado, Michigan, the East Coast, and Kansas City, go to DoorToDoorOrganics.com. For $5 off your first order, use the coupon code 1360. That's DoorToDoorOrganics.com. Eat better, shop less.